这个象是体积庞大的动物。
Elephant is an animal that is huge in shape.
啊，我们都曾经听过瞎子摸象的故事。
We have heard a story: a blind man tried to figure out the shape of the elephant.
啊，这个瞎子眼睛看不见，所以他看不见象长得是什么样子。
The blind man cannot see the shape of elephants and what does elephant look like.
啊，所以几个瞎子呢，他们就去摸这个象。
So the few blind men want to touch the elephant to figure out the shape and what does elephant look like.
啊，他们每一个人都触摸了象的某一个部位。
So the blind man, each blind man had touched part of the elephant's elephant's part of his body.
啊，他们就根据他们的这个经验来描述这个象是长着什么样子。
After they have touched the elephant's part of the body, then they describe what the elephant look like.
啊，当然他们所说的都不正确。
Of course, what they describe and say is not correct.
啊，因为他们所说的都只是象的一部分。
Because what each blind man has said is just part of the body of the elephant.
啊，在我们的生活当中，好，我们也常常会有这样的错误。
So in our daily life, we also make this type of mistake.
在信仰的道路上面，有时候也会这样子。
From the faith journey, that we also have encountered this type of mistake.
查考圣经能够帮助我们认识神。
When we study the Bible, it can help us to know God.
啊，但是我们不能够只用圣经的一小部分来认识神。
We cannot just use one part of the Bible to try to understand about God.
啊，我们要看整本的圣经。
We need to read the whole Bible.
啊，那圣经里头的句子啊，我们有时候也不能够只照字面去看。
From the paragraphs or passage, one part of the passage of the Bible, we cannot just say to read just a certain word to determine the whole.
是 literary 的
Literary understanding about the Bible.
啊，有时候我们要进一步的去了解它里头是要的真正的意思是什么。
So that we need to understand the true meaning of the what the truth of the Bible what about it's about.
啊，我们举一个例子，请看马太福音十八章。
Let's give an example. Let's please turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章第八节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 8.
啊，这里说到，如果我们的一只手或一只脚啊，会绊跌我们，让我们犯罪啊，我们就把它砍掉。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 8 says, "If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lamed." Or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire.
啊，如果我们照字面这样来看啊，来执行。
So if we just look at literally about the word.
啊，那我想在教会里头可能就会有很多人是断手或断脚。
So then perhaps in church that we will see many members that their hands and feet or legs they are cut off.
那我们也知道，把手砍断不等于就不会再去犯罪。
We know that if we cut off our hand, this does not mean we will not go and sin.
好，所以我们要去了解它真正的意思是什么。
So we need to truly understand the meaning of this word.
啊，比如说，啊，如果我很喜欢赌博。
For example, if I like to gamble.
啊，如果我到了赌场，我就没有办法控制，我一定会去赌。
If I go to casino, I cannot control myself, and I will go ahead and gamble.
啊，所以我就要约束自己，不要到拉斯维加斯去。
So I had to control myself, restrain myself that I will not go to Las Vegas casino to gamble.
啊，虽然那边有很多很便宜又好吃的餐厅。
Even though over there there's a very a cheap and low price type of a restaurant.
哦，但是我到了那里。啊，我除了吃之外，我也一定没有办法，没有办法控制我自己，我会去赌博。
But if I went to Las Vegas, not only I will go eat, but I cannot also control myself to gamble.
哦，所以对我来讲，什么叫做把我的手跟脚砍掉
？So for me, what does it mean to cut off my hands and also cut off my leg?
哦，就是我约束自己，我。不要到拉斯维加斯去。
So this means is to control myself. I will not go to Las Vegas.
我也禁止自己不要到这个赌博的场所。
I also stop myself. Do not will not go to any casinos.
那我们今天一起来看这个得救这一个事情。
So today we'd like to study salvation, this meaning.
从神的恩典来看我们是因信得救。
From the grace of God, we understand, we believe salvation is by grace through faith.
我们请看以弗所书第二章。
We turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God.
从神的恩典来看我们能够得救是因着信。
From the grace of God, and we can see the reason we are saved is because of faith.
神要救我们不是靠我们的行为。
God wants to save us, it's not because of our deeds.
我们再请看第九节。
Let's please read verse 9.
不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not of works, lest anyone shall boast.
今天不是因为我们有好行为所以神才救我们。
Today is not because our good works, this is why God saved us.
今天也不是因为我们有好行为，所以神才有办法救我们。
Today is not also because our good work, and this is why God can be able to save us.
今天我们也不是靠着行所谓的律法。那神才救我们。
Today is not we practice the law, and this is why God saved us.
今天我们是必须靠着主耶稣而得救。
Today we need to rely on to the Lord Jesus, and then we can be saved.
靠主耶稣为我们流宝血，我们能够得救。
To rely on to the precious blood of Lord Jesus, and then we can be saved.
靠主耶稣所为我们打开这一条又新又活的道路。
To rely on to the Lord Jesus, open this.Wide way of salvation for us to be saved.
这是从神来看我们得救是因着信。
This is from God's perspective to see that we are believe by through faith.
所以主耶稣能够救所有的这个罪人。
So we save through faith. The Lord Jesus can save all the sinners.
那我们再看雅各书第二章。
Please turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章十四节。
James chapter 2 verse 14.
十四节，我弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗
？Verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says that he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him?
那这里雅各长老所说的让我们有点惊讶。
Here, Elder James has described here. It seems a surprise to us.
他也在讲到信心跟得救的关系。
He also talked about faith and also relationship between faith and salvation.
表面上来看，好像他所说的跟保罗所说的是互相冲突的。
For the literally, when we read this, what he's saying here has contradict with Apostle Paul.
保罗说我们是因信得救。
Saying Apostle Paul says because.We saved through faith.
那在这里雅各说你的这个信心能够救你吗是一个问号。
Here, Elder James says, can your faith save you? This is a question mark.
那其实他们是 不互相冲突的。
But actually, in fact, they are not contradict each other.
保罗是从神的观点来看。
Apostle Paul is explaining from the perspective of God.
神救我们不需要靠着我们的行为。
God save us is not because our works or deeds.
那雅各长老他是从人的层面来看。
But Elder James described this as through the perspective of men.
所以我们来仔细看一下，为什么这个雅各长老他说信心没有行为有什么益处呢？
So let's study detail about Elder James says here.Faith without works, what is the profit about this?
那最大的益处就是得救。
The greatest profit is to be saved.
那雅各说，这个信心没有行为，就不能够得到那个最大的好处。
So Brother James says, faith without works, you cannot receive the greatest profit.
那雅各所要讲的，从这一整段里头，我们至少可以看见三件事情。
So what Elder James wants to describe in this whole chapter, and we can see at least 3 points.
只是这种宣告式的表白的这种信仰是不能够救人的。
A faith only that you can proclaim to others, this type of faith cannot be safe.
因为看不到你得救的证据。
So you cannot see the evidence of how you can be saved.
因为没有信心所表现出来的果子。
Because there is no fruits that come from your faith.
我们知道我们有生命。
We know we have life.
生命就会有生命的现象。
Life has evidence.
我们可以吃我们可以讲话，我们可以思想。
We can eat, we can talk, speak, and we can think.
因为我们有这个肉体的生命。
Because we have this physical, flesh body. Live in this world.
所以我们就有这些生命的现象来做见证。
Therefore, there is evidence of life that we can prove that we are living.
一个得救的人，他有属灵的生命。
A person that can be saved, that this person has a spiritual life.
所以他应该也要有一些属灵的生命的现象来做证据。
So this person also should have evidence of a spiritual life to prove that this person is living.
那我们来看雅各他怎么来说明。
Let's study about how Elder James, what does he describe?
我们请看雅各书第二章十五节。
Please read James chapter 2 verse 15.
十五节，若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身肉体，又有切了日用的饮食。
James chapter 2 verse 15. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food.
这个雅各就举了一个现象在弟兄姐妹当中有人有物质上的缺乏。
And James has described an example, a brother or sister have lack in daily food.
那自然而然我们就会要表示出我们的爱来。
Very naturally that we will show our love.
那十六节。
Verse 16.
你们中间有人对他们说平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得软吃得饱。却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？
Verse 16, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body. What does this profit?
如果只是表白这个宣告说 我爱你。
If you're only saying that I love you,
那你应该去，你应该这个吃得饱，穿得软。
And then that, the person should be eating food very filled and also be warm.
出于我们的爱心，我们做这样的宣告。
From our love that we will proclaim and say this way.
但是没有真的给他食物，真的给他衣服。
But yeah, in fact, we didn't truly give him their food and also clothes to them.
那这有什么益处呢？
So what is the profit about this?
所以用嘴巴讲的在实质上它是没有益处的。
If we only just say in word, but in fact, there's no profit about this.
同样的，在信仰的道，在信仰上，也不是只是用嘴巴来宣告我的信。
The same way in our faith, that we are not just saying with our word that we can. So this means it's our faith.
我们要有这个生命的证据。
We need to have a evidence, a proof of our spiritual life.
我们要有所谓信所表现出来的证据。
We need to have a proof, evidence of what we believe.
记得这是我们从人的层面来看。
So let's remember this is from the understanding of a man's perspective.
雅各是站在人的层面来看得救这一件事情。
James is from the man's perspective to see the meaning of salvation.
他不是来否认神的恩典。
He's not try to contradict against God's grace.
他也不是来否定神的能力。
He's not also try to contradict against God's power.
他是很坦白的来看我们人所应该尽的责任。
He's clearly just saying that what men's duty should do.
那我们请再看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17。
哥林多后书五章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter five verse 17。
十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
这里说人在基督里面。
It says man is within Christ.
一个人如何在基督里面？
How can a man within live in within Christ?
就是受洗归入基督。
That means to be baptized, to be entered into Christ.
那这里说他就要成为一个新造的人。
Then here says he will be a new creation.
旧的事情已经过去了，都要变成新的。
The old things has passed away, and all things will become new.
那这个有两个层面。
So there's a two level we can explain about this.
我们接受赦罪的洗礼。
We receive the baptism for the remission of sin.
那这个也叫重生的洗礼。
This is also saying the rebirth of the baptisms.
让我们成为一个有属灵生命的一个属灵的人。
Then we can become as a person that is in a spiritual life, a spiritual person.
神认定我们是他的儿女。
And God has witnessed us as their children.
那在以弗所书里头也用这个 adopt 这个领养我们这样的字眼。
The book of Ephesians also talk about the word adopt, that we adopt as God's children.
所以在属灵的层面。我们成为神的儿女。
From the spiritual level that we understand, we became God's children.
我们拥有了一个属灵的生命。
Then we have a spiritual life.
地上的生命让我们在这地上生活。
The worldly life that we live in this world to live.
这属灵的生命让我们将来能够在天国里。
The spiritual life for us, eventually in the future, we can be in heaven.
那都要变成新的了有第二个层面。
So if we all become new, so there's a second level to explain about this.
这个得着属灵的生命这是从属灵的层面，从神的层面来看。
To receive the spiritual life, this is from God's level to see this spiritual life.
那我们从人的层面来看，什么叫做都变成新的了？
From man's level to see this, what does it mean by to become all new?
请看以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17.
十七节，保罗说：“我说，且在主里切实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存希望的心行事。”
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17. This is I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentile walk in the futility of their mind.
这里保罗就讲到我们一个重生的人我们从人的层面，我们的行事，我们说话都要跟以前不一样了。
Apostle Paul says here, after become a new man, from man's perspective, what we say and do should be different than before.
过去我们跟着这个世界的潮流在走。
In the past, we walk in the worldly trend.
过去我们跟着这个这个世界上的标准在走。
In the past, we have walked in the standard of the world.
那现在我们要成为一个新人。
But now, after we baptize, we should become a new person.
那二十节
Verse 20.
你们学了基督，却不是这样。
Verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ.
我们现在是效法基督。
Now we are imitate to Lord Jesus.
我们不再跟着世界的潮流来走。
We no longer walk in the worldly trend.
我们是跟随着主耶稣的教训。来走。
We are following the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ and walk in this way.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grow corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Deceitful lust.
所以这里保罗也用脱去旧的观念、旧的行为。我们要把它脱去。
Apostle also used the word put off the old thinking and old self to put off.
我们有些人是婴孩就受洗了。
Some of us when they were baby they were baptized.
但是你也有着那个 这个救人的一些啊，就是比如说罪性。
But even a baby was baptized, the baby still have a sinful nature.
啊，那所以在长大之后，你也是一样，要把这个啊这个罪性，这个救人要把它脱去。
So after the baby grown up, this old sinful nature also need to put off.
啊，因为你已经受洗了，你已经有属灵的生命。
Because you already baptized, you have a spiritual life.
哦，那所以在看得见的人的这一个层面，也是一样，要追求效法主耶稣基督。
So from man's perspective, can see, and we also need to pursue to be the likeness, to imitate like Christ.
哦，那当然这是一个过程。
But of course, this is a process.
那这个过程叫什么呢
？So what is what do we call about this process?
啊，二十三节。
Verse 23.
要将你们的心智改换一新。
Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
哦，这个靠着神的帮助，圣灵的帮助，啊，不断的来更新我们。
To rely on God and the Holy Spirit, continue to renew ourselves.
哦，所以信仰不是只是一个宣告的信仰。
So therefore, faith is not just something that we just say and proclaim about that.
哦，所以雅各说这种宣告式的信仰不能够让人得救。
So James says this type of a proclaim about your own faith, this type of way cannot be saved.
哦，那当我们心智不断的被更新。
But if our mind continues to renew.
哦，那我们不但脱去旧人。我们更是穿上新人。
We not only put off our old self, but yet we are put on a new self.
哦，这就是所谓从人的层面信心的凭据。
So this is from the man's perspective, an evidence and proof of our faith.
啊，二十四节，并且穿上新人。
Verse 24, and that you put on the new man.
啊，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的真义和圣洁。
Which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
哦，这个在这个过程里头，我们有一个目标。
So through this process, we have a goal.
哦，就是恢复起初神创造人的那个样式。
To once again to regain the image of Christ or God that God created us.
哦，有真正的这个。仁义和圣洁
and this truly has this righteousness and holiness.
那这就是雅各要强调的。
So this is what Elder James emphasized about this point.
哦，所以我们一个所谓得救的人，我们一定要过着属灵的生活。
So as a person want to receive salvation, and this person must live a spiritual life.
所以雅各所要讲的第二点就是。没有属灵的生活的信仰是不能得救的。
So the second point Elder James wanted to talk about is that if a person without spiritual life, this person cannot be saved.
从我们看雅各书第二章。
Please turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章十七节。
James chapter 2 verse 17.
十七节。这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。
17. This also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
啊，这里所谓没有 work, 没有行为，就是没有过着属灵的生活。
So what this means is here, have no works. This means this person does not live a spiritual life.
哦，那这里雅各说这是死的，啊，就是不能得救。
Here James says this is dead and cannot be saved.
那这样的一个基督徒、啊、其实是一个很虚伪的基督徒。
So this type of Christian is a very hypocrite type of Christian.
有一个字叫 counterfeit, 是不是、啊、
Or counterfeit type of Christian.、
啊、所以只是一些、啊、这个宗教信仰的活动，这个不是完全、啊、真正的信仰。
If there's only a religious type of activity, what they do, and this is not what a true meaning of faith.、
哦、是的，在信仰生活里头，我们必须要我们要有这些崇拜的活动。
Indeed, or in our spiritual life, we need to have this worship type of activity.、
哦、那但是。这个不是，啊，这个不是就是整个的信仰。
But yet, this is not the whole faith we are talking about here.
在我们追求神的过程里头，我们也会有一些的体验。
Through the pursuing of God, this process, we also have an experience.
我们每一个人的体验可能都不太一样。
Every one of us, our experience might be different.
那我们的体验也不等于整个信仰。
But yet, our experience might, we cannot say is the whole faith we believe.
那个什么是真正的信仰
？So what is the true faith？
那个真正的信仰是以主耶稣基督为我们的中心。
So the true faith is put the Lord Jesus as our center of our life。
我们很专心的来信靠神。
We focus ourselves to trust into Lord。
我们很认真的来遵行主耶稣的教训。
We put our labor and focus ourselves and to obey God's teachings。
如果只是有崇拜神的活动。但是基督不是我们的中心。
But if there's only activity of worship that we pursue after, but yet the Lord Jesus Christ is not the center of our life.
我们所看到的不是在看这个坐宝座的，不是在看主耶稣。
So what we see is not on the throne of God. It's not looking upon or see the Lord Jesus.
我们有体验，但是我们不一定。很专心的在遵守神的教训。
We have experience, but yet we could not focus ourselves to obey the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
那这个就是像雅各在这里所说的，有信心，但是没有行为，这是死的。
This is just like the James saying here, faith without works is dead.
好，我们再请看哥林多后书第六章。
Please turn to Second Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17.
主耶稣基督是我们的中心。
Lord Jesus Christ is the center of our life.
不是只有我们来到教会敬拜神的时候，他是我们的中心。
It's not only when we come to church to worship God that the Lord Jesus is our center of our life.
所谓属灵的生活，不是只有在教会。
What we said about the spiritual life is not only in church.
所谓过着属灵的生活，也包括着我们离开教会之后的生活。
To live a spiritual life also include the life after we come to church service.
我们请看哥林多后书第六章十七节。
Please read Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17.
你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁的物，我就收纳你们。
Verse 17. Therefore, come out from among them.And be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
我们是很真实的生活在这个大环境里头。
We are truly living in this world.
但是一般的人，他们只有地上的生命。
But normally the people live this world, they have the life in the world.
那我们不但有地上的生命，我们更拥有天上的生命。
We not only have the life in the world, we also have the life in heaven.
所以在生活里头很多的层面我们是要有所分别的。
So in our life, there's many different levels we need to separate this.
这个不是只有来到教会我们才是分别的。
This is not only when we come to church, we separate this life.
在我们每一天的生活里头我们都要过着这种分别的生活。
So every day in our daily life, we need to live this life that separates the world and heaven.
我们学习主耶稣，我们学习道理。
And we learn from Lord Jesus Christ, and we learn from the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
我们就知道什么是对的，什么是不对的。
Then we know what is right, what is wrong.
什么是干净的，什么是不干净的。
What is clean, what is unclean.
什么是神所喜悦的，什么是神所厌恶的。
What is pleasing to God, what is not pleasing against God.
那就是这里所说的，我们不要去沾染不洁的。那神就收纳我们。
This is what this verse says. Do not touch what is unclean, and God will receive us.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。
I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
当我们接受洗礼，我们白白的领受了恩典。
After we receive the baptism, we are receiving God's grace without any cost or price.
那神就称我们为义。
Then God called us righteousness.
神称我们为他的儿女。
God also called us children and sons and daughters of God.
那再来人的层面，我们要来保持着这一个身份。
Then from men's perspective, we need to keep maintain this status.
所以雅各说，我们信也要加上我们的行为。
So James says, what we believe, our faith also need to have work.
每一天过着属灵的生活。
Every day we live a spiritual life.
努力的来追求。
To pursue ourselves to the spiritual life.
靠着圣经道理的帮助。
Rely on the word of God.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Rely on the Holy Spirit.
靠着弟兄姐妹彼此的勉励。
Rely on the encouragement of the brothers and sisters.
靠着我们从祷告来得着力量。
Rely on the prayer that we can receive power.
那这样子神就说，我要做你的父，你们要做我的儿女。
And here the Lord God says, I will become your father, you will become my sons and daughters.
这种关系是继续的。
So this relationship is continuously.
一直到我们进了天国。
Until we enter into heaven.
那雅各所强调的第三件事情。
The third point that James emphasized important about the point is
第三个重点。
The third point,
请看雅各书第二章第十九节。
Please turn to James chapter 2 verse 19.
雅各书第二章十九节。
James chapter 2 verse 19.
十九节，你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble.
那雅各在这里的意思就是说，只是这种认知上、认识上的这种信仰，这个是不能得救的。
What James is saying that if you only recognize about from what you believe in faith, this cannot save you.
就是 intellectual agreement.这样子的信仰也是不能得救的。
The intellectual agreement, this type of faith cannot be saved.
那雅各就举了这个魔鬼来做例子。
And James have given example about the demon as an example.
这个魔鬼也知道有一位独一的全能的独一的真神。
Even demon knows there is one true God.
但是呢，他却是很战惊的。
But yet the demons is tremble.
因为他不能够得救。
Because demon cannot be saved.
他要接受永远的刑罚。
And demon will receive this eternal punishment.
有时候我们知道一些事实。
Sometimes we know about a truth, a part of the truth.
一些 fact, 事实。
Some of the part of the fact.
那所以因为是事实，所以我们就相信。
Yet it's because it's.The fact, and we start to believe.
这个神只有一位，这个是事实。
And there's one God. This is the fact.
所以魔鬼也知道。
Demon also know about this.
所以他也相信。
The demon also believe.
但是他不能够得救。
But yet, demon cannot be saved.
所以今天同样的，只是这种认知上的信仰是不能得救的。
The same way that today we only just know about this type of faith also cannot be saved.
今天有很多人。他相信宇宙当中一定有一位神的存在。
Today, there's many people in the world believe this whole universe there is a God that exists.
有很多人他也知道主耶稣就是救主。
There are many people know, understand that Lord Jesus is the Savior.
有很多人承认这本圣经的教导是非常的好。
And also, many people acknowledge and believe this, the Bible teaching is good.
因为这些都是事实。
All these are fact.
人既然是事实，当然是可以信的。
If it's a fact, of course, man can believe.
所以有些做父母亲的，他很鼓励自己的孩子到教会去。
So some of the parents they encourage their children to go to church.
因为他知道耶稣是救主。
Because they know the Lord Jesus is the Savior.
因为他相信他知道他相信圣经对人的教导。是大有好处的。
Because they believe that the Bible teaching is good for the mankind.
但是这样的人，他却也是一个失落的人。
But yet these type of people also a type of person, is lost.
因为 他没有真正的来领受这个救恩。
But these type of people didn't truly receive the salvation.
所以这一种的认知上的信仰的信，这个认知上的信，这个不是真正的信。
So if a type of faith is just know, and this is not a truly believe and have faith.
很多人对这些事实他都是知道的。
So many people know about the fact in the life.
当然基督徒更是知道，所谓的基督徒更是知道这些事实。
So even Christian even know more about these facts.
基本上基督徒都承认耶稣是救主。
Basically, all the Christians believe that Lord Jesus is the Savior.
基本上基督徒都相信主耶稣复活了。
Basically, all the Christians believe that Lord Jesus already resurrected.
因为这个都是事实。
Because all these are facts.
所以既然是事实，所以就是可以 就是可以信的。
If it's a fact, then therefore we can believe.
甚至还没有到的主耶稣要再来，基本上基督徒也都知道，也都相信。
But even the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ, you might not see this, but yet the Christian know this is the fact, and they start to believe.
那要再进一步的，要进到那种真正的信而得救。
So we need to even walk closer to the faith that can receive the salvation, can be saved.
就是要去领受主耶稣所准备的救恩。
That is to receive what the Lord Jesus prepared the salvation to us.
去遵行主耶稣的教训。
To obey the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
今天很多人只是停留在对事实的认识跟相信。
Today many people just state and place what they believe and what is the fact.
而没有进入真正的信而得救。
And they do not enter to the true faith to believe to receive salvation to be saved.
那这就是为什么很多的基督徒他所相信的其实是不完全的，甚至是更改的福音。
So this is why many Christians that what they believe is not complete. Even the gospel has been changed.
我们请看加拉太书第一章。
Turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章第六节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
第一章第六节，保罗说：“我稀奇你们这么快离开那个借着基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音。”
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
第七节
verse 7,
那并不是福音，不过是有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to.Pervert the gospel of Christ.
这是非常可惜的事情。
This is something that is very sad about.
那这就是约翰所提的，只是认知上面的这种信仰，这个是不能得救的。
So this is what James is talking about, a faith that's just knowing, but this cannot be saved.
我们真的要像圣经里头所提到的一些例子，问清楚。我当怎样行才能够得救。
So we should also do the example like the Bible to ask the question excuse me, clearly, then how can we be saved?
我要怎么做才能够得救。
What shall we do can be saved?
不是只是我相信耶稣是救主。
It's not only that we believe that Lord Jesus is the Savior.
从人的层面也不是只是说我相信这个耶稣已经复活了。
It's not from the man's perspective. Understand that I already believe that Lord Jesus Christ is resurrected.
我们要真的走在得救的道路上面。
We need to truly walk in the salvation of the path.
所以接下来雅各就讲到那种活泼真实的信仰的榜样。
And then later on, James described about the faith that's alive, livelihood, the example of this.
是。活泼的也是真实的。
It is alive and it is true.
他就举了亚伯拉罕的例子。
He gave example of Abraham.
我们先来看创世纪十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章第六节。
Genesis chapter 15 verse 16.
第六节。
Excuse me, verse 6.
第六节，亚伯兰信主，主就以 以此为他的义。
Verse 6, and he believed in the Lord Abraham, and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
这是从神的层面来看。
This is from the level of God perspective to view to see this.
亚伯兰他信，神就称他为义。
Abraham believed and God had called him righteousness.
就像保罗所说的，我们是因信来得救。
Just like Apostle Paul said, we are believed, we saved by grace through faith.
神要救我们，不需要靠我们的行为。
God want to save us is not because our deeds, our work.
那从人的层面来看。
But yet, from the man's perspective to understand about this.
我们请看回雅各书第二章。
Let's turn back to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章二十一节。
James chapter 2, verse 21.
二十一节，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？
Verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by word when he offered Isaac his son on the altar?
这当亚伯拉罕对神这个神对亚伯拉罕所说的，亚伯拉罕相信了。
When God commanded Abraham and speak to Abraham, Abraham believed.
那神就称他为义。
Then God called Abraham righteousness.
那不是这样就结束了。
But it's not only like this, and it's finished.
那个过程还在继续进行着。
But yet the process of belief and faith continue.
那在这里就提到亚伯拉罕献以撒的事情。
And here mentioned about Abraham offer Isaac.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
可见信心是以他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
Do you see that a faith was working together with his works, and by work faith was made perfect?
所以保罗所说的跟雅各所说的，它不是冲突的。
So Apostle Paul, what Apostle Paul said, and also James has said, does not contradict each other.
我们要整个来看。
We have to see the whole meaning of this.
那这样子才能够得到完全、完整。
Then we can understand about this perfect in faith.
这个信心是有证据的。
So the faith has evidence.
亚伯拉罕将以撒献上。这个就是信心的证据。
Like Abraham offered Isaac unto altar, so this is the proven evidence.
我们今天努力来过这个属灵的生活。
So today we put our effort to pursue the spiritual life.
这就是一个真实的信仰的一个证据。
So this is the evidence of our true faith.
既然是真实的信仰，它就是可以看到证据的。
So if there's a true faith, we can see the evidence and the proof.
有属灵生命的，就要可以看到生命的现象。
If there's a spiritual life, we can truly see this and prove the evidence of life.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
Verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed in God, and it was accounted to him.For righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
所以这里雅各不是要否定神的恩典。
James is not trying to contradict and deny God's grace.
雅各也不是在否定神的能力。
And James also is not trying to deny God's power.
所以他也提到创世纪十五章第六节。
So he also mentioned about in Book of Genesis.Chapter 5, verse 6.
从神的层面，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
So in chapter 15, verse 6, from God's perspective, Abraham believed in God, this means he is called righteousness.
那二十五节继续，雅各长老用拉合来做例子。
And verse 25, Elder James used Rahab as example.
那所以让我们知道，真实的信仰不是只是一种宣告式的、表白式的信仰。
So as we understood that the true faith is not a type of faith just proclaim and say and know about.
真实的信仰也不是那种虚假的信仰。
A true faith is also not a false type of a belief.
乃是合乎圣经这种真实活泼的信仰。
But it's according to the Bible, is true faith is.The faith that is alive,
这个、
and is real.
耶稣的十字架就代表着神的爱。
So Lord Jesus Christ, the cross represent the love of God.
我们用我们的生命，用来回应这个十字架的爱。
We use our life to repay the love on the cross.
也就是说，我们用我们生活的样式来回应神的爱。
This means we use the life, the likeness, to repay God's love.
这个才是很活泼、很真实的信仰。
And so we can say this type of faith is truly livelihood and living.
我们最后看雅各书第二章二十节。
And lastly, let's turn to James chapter 2, verse 20.
西湖的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without work is dead?
所以雅各告诉我们，信不等于得救。
So James tells us, faith, just by believing faith, this does not mean you are saved.
好，再请看二十六节。
Please read verse 26.
二十六节，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
Verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
过着属灵的生活，其实是不会困难的。
To live a spiritual life, in fact, it is not very difficult.
这些古圣徒他们都已经经历过了。
So all these old saints they have experienced.
所以使徒约翰说。神的诫命不是难守的。
So Apostle John saying that to obey God's commandment this is not difficult.
因为今天我们已经领受了属灵的生命。
Because today we have received the spiritual life.
今天圣灵在我们的当中来运行，来帮助我们。
Today the Holy Spirit is among us to help, to move us, to help us.
所以我们的信仰不是只是那个表白式的信仰。
So our faith is not only we proclaim and just know.
我们的信仰不是只是那种认知的信仰。
And our faith is not just something that we acknowledge and just know.
我们的信仰更不是那种虚假的信仰。
Our faith is not even is not just a false type of faith, a belief.
我们一起唱诗三百七十八首。
Let's sing 378.